Saskatoon Police Communications, Constable Reed.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how can I help you?
I was just wondering, who do I talk to report a missing person?
Missing person?
Yes.
And who's missing?
My wife.
Your wife? What's your name?
Dave Woods.
And what's your wife's name?
Dorothy.
And why do you think she's missing?
Pardon me?
Why do you think she's missing?
She hasn't been home since Friday night.
And where did she go on Friday?
No idea with her new boyfriend, I'm thinking. But, I don't know. I have no idea. She's been lying to me and cheating on me for quite a while, but she just left me and the kids on Friday night.
Oh, okay. Just a moment, Dave.
All right.
Hi, sir?
Hello?
Hi, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay. So your wife is, she's with her boyfriend?
I guess. I don't know where she is, but, I don't know, just talk with her family and her girlfriends and stuff like that. They're all worried, and they think I should phone in a missing person.
Why are they concerned?
Well, just because she's not answering anybody, like the kids and myself, he's texting her or phone. She's not answering her phone. But I think she just run off myself.
Yeah.
But, and my brother's a police officer, and he kind of told me that they're not going to go looking for her. She's an adult, right?
Yeah. But she doesn't have any mental problems where she wouldn't be able to care for herself.
Well, not so much, but she is having some problems lately, but she didn't seem to want to get any help. But she has changed drastically in the last few months, but... she doesn't want the help, so...
Sorry, I just have to take him another one call. Sorry.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Sorry.
Just one moment.
Hi, sir. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's just crazy busy here right now.
Okay.
No, as I was saying, you're right, and your brother's right. She's not technically missing because that she's off with her boyfriend.
Well, I don't know that for sure. She's off. There's been lots of guys, you know what I mean? But your family's for me because I just kind of let them in on what's going on.
Yeah.
Things up. But, yeah, I have to expect to see her one of these days show up, but she, didn't.
Yeah. Does she have a job or anything?
Like
does she have a job or?
Well, she ran a great daycare out of her house, but I phoned the parents and closed it down because she's unreliable and I don't want trouble or anything. And she didn't show up for Monday morning to the daycare. I figured she was going to come home Sunday night. She never.
Okay, but the daycare shut down, you said?
I shut it down, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I just explained the parents to. Some problems, and they should look somewhere else to care because she's not going to be. But, so I can't put in a missing person then?
Pardon me?
I can't put in a missing person?
No, because she's not missing. If you had reason to suspect foul play, like she's of sound mind and body, right? Like she's not on any medication that would cause her to be confused or anything like that, right?
Well, I don't. She's
not diabetic and didn't take her insulin is what I'm getting at, something along those lines,
okay.
Right?
Oh, she's not that way.
No, and she's not suicidal or anything like that.
Probably quite the opposite. She can't wait to get out of the house all the time.
Yeah. I sympathize with your situation. That's not fun, for sure. Yeah. If you do have, if something else comes up where you do suspect foul play or, like there's no activity on her, do you guys still have joint bank accounts or anything?
Yeah, but I'm working to get that sorted.
Okay, yeah, that's probably wise. But, if you're noticing that she's not using debit cards in the meantime, before you have that sorted out or she's not, I hate to say her normal patterns are disrupted because clearly the situation right now is not a normal situation for day-to-day living, right?
But I think she's hoarded some money anyway. Like she hasn't used a debit card, and I don't know if this guy has money.
Do you know who he is?
No. There's several guys.
Okay.
And I don't know. And so many lies, I don't know what's true anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Well, and that's just it. If she's not being faithful and true, then, it's you're not going to have the best information on it.
Exactly. So then I was kind of listening to my brother. He said, I wouldn't bother.
And it's not that I wouldn't bother. It's like I said, if you do notice signs like where, she's missing the kid's birthday or, something like that, that's going to be unusual, I would imagine, for her parenting. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, well, she hasn't, contacted the kids even or anything.
How old are your kids?
15 and 11.
Okay, and are they aware of the situation?
Yeah, well, not all the dirty details, but yes, I've told them, like, yeah, and they know she's gone, she didn't take a vehicle, so that makes me think she's with somebody. You know?
Yeah, and she normally lives at the same house as you?
Yes.
Because you're still sorting it out?
Yeah, well, we were trying to, but now it's over, but that's, you know, and she told me that kind of the day before, and then all of a sudden she's gone, and I just...
Did she take any clothes or anything?
I think so. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
She's been so weird lately. Like, I've been doing the laundry and the cooking and the cleaning.
Yeah.
She's got a big pile on the bedroom floor. She doesn't put anything away. So, I imagine she puts some. It looks like her makeup bag is gone. And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is there any recourse? Like, can I change the locks or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's your house. You can do...
I can do that. She left and...
Yeah, as long as you just be aware that until you have everything sorted out in terms of the courts, because you're married legally, everything is, she has just as much access to it. So if the locks are changed and she decides to get a locksmith to go into the house, she's able to do that still from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, but she would have to get the locksmith to do it. Like, she can't break in or whatever.
Yeah, she can if it's her house.
She can break in.
Yeah, if it's your marital property, then
Well, then there's no point seeing
that. Yeah, so that's kind of why I'm getting at that. Save yourself some money and time.
My concern is she's not right now. I would never screw her. She's in
Not right in what way, though? Like not right in what way? Like, just her...
Well, just her...
Terrible decision-making at this point?
And just her disregard for the kids. Like,
yeah.
So that's all I'm worried about, is she's going to come back, and then, which I guess she has a right to do, but she's just going to show up, and the kids have already said, Mom needs some help, but she doesn't want to get it. So my worry is safety of the kids, I guess. Not that I think she would ever hurt them, but she's just
making
good decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and certainly if they do ever feel worried about it, they are more than welcome to call 911.
Yeah.
Obviously, and yourself, obviously.
Explain the situation then or whatever.
Yeah, if they're concerned at all, you tell them, they can just call 911 and just say, I'm scared or whatever, and the police will come right over.
Okay. The other thing is, if I don't hear from her for a month, do I call you back then or something, or what?
Well, it's not that there's any time frame on it, but, like I said, you might be more apt to suspect foul play if a time frame like that goes by.
Or else she just wanted to start fresh and...
Yeah, but I would imagine if she's taken her makeup bag and you think she's taken some clothes and, just keep an eye on the bank account, you might want to get yourself a separate one and just transfer your cash into there so that it's not just...
Yeah, because they
cleaned out one day.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know then. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, like I said, just keep be aware of any signs of foul play and that type of thing. And like I said, if you do suspect foul play or something along those lines, absolutely call back.
I realize, but I wouldn't even know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, from your standpoint, she's obviously not going to be telling you everything that she's up to, right? I don't know what's going to go on in terms of custody of the kids and that type of thing, but
that stuff is, she doesn't show up and deal with it. But I mean, I have to expect her to show up here sooner or later.
Well, especially if she doesn't have an income.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's
couldn't imagine it lasting forever. I don't think you'll put up with her as long as I did. So.
Yeah.
18 years. So.
Well, if she's got several on the go there, no, I wouldn't imagine any of them are going to be true love.
That's right.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for hearing my whining or
whatever. Oh, no, that's no problem. I understand. It's not a fun situation for sure.
No, just not knowing what to do. And then people are saying, well, you should make the reports, and that makes it look like when you do go for custody, that's going to help. But
what you should do in terms of that is be documenting the situation. Like, she, unreliable, didn't show up for her daycare business or whatever on such and such a date.
Okay.
Didn't come to visit the kids, didn't call the kids, didn't whatever.
Okay.
Just be documenting all of that so that you can you can articulate it very well when you go to family court.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the advice.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.